You're listening to SBS News.
It was a sleepless night for Mona and her husband, Khalil. They had stayed up watching rolling coverage from the Middle East, searching for the face of their 22-year-old nephew, Ibrahim.
We sit a family, also our friends here, my brother. Every time they said, hiyo, this Ibrahim. Again, we couldn't see Ibrahim. I tried to call them, and they told me the bus still not arrived yet.
Ibrahim had been detained by the Israeli military for close to 2 years after he was arrested and taken from his home in Gaza to prison in December 2023. He's among nearly 2,000 Palestinians who've been freed from Israeli detention as part of a ceasefire exchange, with about 1,700 of these men, women and children heading home to Gaza. The family says he's among many Palestinians that were held without charge over the course of the war. And at 2:30 in the morning, finally the news his uncle Khalil and the others had been waiting for arrived.
It was an overwhelming joy. Praise be to God. We celebrated and we bought sweets, which are baklava and kanafe, in celebration of Ibrahim's release from prison.
While Ibrahim is now home safe to his loved ones in Gaza, their house in Deir al-Balah was destroyed in the war, and the family is now living in a tent for the foreseeable future. And it wasn't long after his release that the family in Australia was able to video call their nephew. Mona Kaskin says she almost didn't recognize him after nearly 2 years locked in detention.
First impression, I didn't realize that Ibrahim, he lost weight too much. He lost his teeth. My son, he just slept. He just slept for 5 minutes. I woke him because he asked, he want to see him. And he was sleepy and he didn't realize that he talking to him.
And in Melbourne's East, the Jewish community has followed live coverage of the events in Israel closely as news that the last 20 surviving Israeli hostages in Gaza had been set free. A community which has held vigils for 2 years calling for the return of these hostages who were taken in Hamas's October 7 attack can finally celebrate. The festivities also lined up with the Jewish holiday of Simchat Torah. Melbourne Jewish community member Justine Pearl told SBS Hebrew about her elation.
Simchat Torah is this festival of dance where people dance with the Torah and celebrate it being given to us. It's been hard to be joyful for 2 years. And so finally, you know, there were so many tears of joy and then dancing. And it was all of the things all at once.
Naomi Levin from the Jewish Community Council of Victoria says she believes this step signals the beginning of a new era of peace.
We've had 2 years of waiting, 2 years of praying, 2 years of having our hearts really on hold while we've been waiting for all the hostages to come home. But maybe after today, with the release of the hostages, it's time for a new era and time for, you know, a new era of peace.
As Israel's national anthem played, the community also reflected on the loss and the internal tensions and increase in anti-Semitism wrought by the conflict. Ilan Reimer, CEO of Zionism Victoria, says it's been a difficult period to say the least.
The last couple of years have probably been the most difficult 2 years for the Jewish community in Australia since World War II. And it's no exaggeration to say that the Jewish community here is really looking forward to better times in Australia.
These hopes for a new chapter are shared by the Palestinian community. Khalil Kaskin says they welcome the fragile peace.
God willing, it will be a real beginning for a comprehensive and lasting peace and the beginning of a reconstruction and settling people.
Sam Dover, SBS News.